America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, it's Thursday. Let's do it. Tyler's Turtles.
Hey, Tyler.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
And I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it, baby. Tyler's turd list, baby. Let's go. Who's getting those wonderful awards today?
Yeah, man. Another full podium per usual. And I'm excited about this one because there was plenty of Turdish behavior on display around the professional sports world really all week. I actually had to kind of narrow this list down to these three.
You got some honorable mentions this week.
Yeah. And I want to hear y'all's at the end as well. Tyler's Turds of the Week. We're going to start at the bottom of the podium like we always do. The bronze medal this week, it's going to an NFL guy. It's going to a member of the Cincinnati Bengals, more specifically a receiver, a rookie receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. And our guy Patrick Creighton, who you can find on Area 45 late nights right here on Sports Radio 610, your only source of live and local sports talk in the great city of Houston. I think Patrick Creighton last night on Area 45 set this up pretty well. I'm going to play this for you, and we'll talk a little more about the bronze turd of the week.
So Jermaine Burton, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals, was supposed to have a really big role in the Bengals' offense this past Sunday when they played the Raiders because T. Higgins was out with an injury, except he was benched. Burton, who's a third-round rookie who played at both Georgia and Alabama, was going to have this much better opportunity, and just coming a couple of days after he was bitching about the coaching staff not giving him enough opportunity. He said, I can't put myself in the game.
Oh, my God.
So he was supposed to be a big part of the game. Then, well, he missed a walkthrough. Not he was 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
Because of that, he was a healthy scratch. So what happens on Sunday? Shows up to the game in his pajamas.
Hell no.
And then what happens after the game? Bruh is at the Hard Rock Casino, downtown Cincy, playing the slots.
Wow.
Wearing the same sweatshirt wearing on the sidelines.
Wow.
That was, again, that was Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani right there of Area 45.
Is that Jermaine Burton that went to Alabama, excuse me? Yeah, that guy.
Yes, it is. Jermaine Burton. So we got this NFL rookie on our hands, boys, that to be frank, I honestly almost feel the worst for him right now in this situation as he's getting this bronze turd medal, because this is clearly a kid, an NFL rookie, that just, he doesn't get it. Like, he ain't picking up the opportunity that has been put in front of him to play professional football for his career path. He's getting to do what most men in our country would love to do, and that's play this children's game of football for money. Don't worry, Clint. I'm not saying the Texans should be having fun and all that. I'm not on board with that. That's not what I'm saying.
I think the real upset here is that we got a young man that's under 24 years old that wears pajamas. I think that is an interesting thought there.
Well, it gets a little colder up there in Cincy.
Nah, but I mean, you had to put on some sweatpants. Like, I feel like, I think it's an upset. Somebody under 23 years old that has pajamas and shows up in pajamas. That's interesting.
Oh, that's a good point. But yes, Jermaine Burton, this rookie receiver for the Bengals, he's getting the bronze medal. When I heard Area 45 talking about this, I just, kind of like Bajani there, is just kind of disgusting, man. Like, understand what's being put in front of you, the blessing, the opportunity in front of you to play football for literally millions of dollars if you do it right. We need to get this guy with some of our oil workers or something down here in Houston, some of these roughnecks that go out there and bust their ass getting that black gold, and then they do it with a smile on their face. Man, get your stuff together if you really want to be a professional football player. You ain't going to last very long, my friend. Am I right or am I right, Clint?
You are very correct. Hell, you know which side of the coin I'm on with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I don't, I mean, what a clown, man.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's how you'd feel. But that's our bronze medal. Moving on real quick here, silver medal on Tyler's Turds of the Week here on The Drive, Sports Radio 610. It's appropriate that we do this turd list, the Turds of the Week, as a podium. Whenever we were getting it started, I believe we were in the middle of the Olympics. But if you remember, there was a certain athlete, if you can call it that, out of Australia participating in the breakdancing competition in this past year's Olympics. And this little lady out of Australia from Down Under, she disgusted her own people, man. She did so badly in this breakdancing competition in the Olympics. Take a listen to what some news anchors over in Australia had to say about Ray Gunn, the breakdancer representing Australia.
What the world's really been interested in is what the hell was Ray Gunn up to at the Paris Olympics? I don't buy this, Liz.
We've seen footage of other female breakdancers in Australia, 20 times better than her, who didn't make it. She won in the competition that she set up, and she got to go to the Olympics. She owes Australia an apology for embarrassing us on the world stage.
She owes Australia an apology.
I was doing her.
Is that what it looked like?
Whoa. That's what. No kidding. That's what she was doing. They're breakdancing like that.
But this breakdancer, and please go Google it if you've never seen her performance. It's worth a laugh. This breakdancer out of Australia, Ray Gunn. She announced her retirement, boys. And just to put it very plain and simply, I just don't think you should be able to retire from a profession you never really got off the ground to begin with, that you never really showed you could excel in or even be slightly successful in, because she was no breakdancer, but she's retiring for breakdancing, and for that she's getting this damn silver turd medal. How do y'all feel about it?
You know, the real issue here is that it could even happen. That we have decided to put something and put the Olympic.
Well, I think it's done now.
Well, but I mean, that's how silly this is. I mean, we're what are we doing? I mean, the Olympics are one of the most beautiful things ever created, and now we put breakdancing in, and not only that, but enable to get in. You can literally set up your own competition, rig it so you win, and then go embarrass yourself in front of God and everybody.
It's a hell of a deal.
And then have a pity party. I'm going to retire because I don't want the credit. No, you wanted the attention. I mean, you got
your
the attention.
Countrymen, we're embarrassed, Ray Gunn.
What are we doing?
Break dancing in, softball out.
I mean, what are we doing? I mean, how stupid do we have to be here?
No softball. Who's got the gold?
Yeah, I know we're up against it, boys. That's the silver medal. Real quick, this week's gold turd trophy winner. I got the golden turd trophy in my hand. It is going to Iron Mike Tyson. I would never say it to his face. I would never try to hand him this golden turd in person because I like my life and I don't want to get hit and die. But, man, Mike Tyson. Well, Mike Tyson, he mistakenly thought a fellow who is technically, air quotes, a grown man, but struggles, not struggles, but deals with dwarfism. A grown man that has dwarfism, Iron Mike Tyson, met him for the first time and he thought this man was a baby.
Hezbollah.
The short guy. The short guy.
Is that a real video when you cradling him? Because it's like,
yeah,
did you know he was?
There was a baby. There was a baby. And I didn't know. I'm hungry. Punching me. I don't know, man. I just I am with children.
Yeah.
I'm hugging on this guy.
You cradling him, kissing him. Yeah, I didn't know if you actually knew him.
He's like 26 years old.
Yes. He's talking about the Russian man named Hezbollah. He's a social media presence for the Russians over there. He has dwarfism. There is video of Iron Mike Tyson meeting this man and literally grabbing him and holding him like a baby because he didn't see his face. Iron Mike, we got to be better, bro. I mean, I'm giggling a bit at this, but we got to be better. You can't be picking up 26-year-old men thinking they're an infant.
Yeah, actually, I think Mike can. So
I mean, Mike felt like he was disappointed. Like, I didn't see the video, but it sounded like he was disappointed himself. He was almost like, oh, man. Like, he felt bad about it.
You got to see the video. It's hilarious.
DJ Moore would have been my honorable mention. Tough week for DJ Moore. And his explanation, by the way, he said he was reindeering. I had never heard of that that before, but he was reindeering while he loafed off the field. That's what he referred to it as.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.